Good morning. It's a Wednesday morning. That means Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, David.
We're going to start with Schenectady and students there who've missed nearly all of school this year, and I'm betting we know why.
Yeah, so our reporter, Zach Madsen, yesterday talked to the district superintendent, Aaron Bochniak. As we expected, there were going to be some struggles in this first quarter in the fall with COVID and a lot of remote learning. And yes, indeed, the numbers are not too good. We only have a partial report, but the superintendent is describing it as a quote-unquote crisis situation. The way they're looking at it right now in the district, upwards of 100 students attended class either virtually or in person only a handful of days all fall. And then they also have a portion of students out of that 100 who just didn't go to school at all. And so they're busy right now sort of grinding through the numbers to find out how bad things were. But Bochniak is saying it's a daunting situation. He points out that there were some challenges beyond COVID even this year. They started the school year, had to do a lot of virtual teaching, and there was some challenges with technology. Some of the students didn't have computers. Some of them didn't have internet, didn't have desks and workstations. And also some students couldn't attend class because they didn't have vaccinations. So there are all these things together. They've got teams working on it, but he's preparing a report for the school board next week on this first quarter performance, and it's not looking too good.
The College of St. Rose makes some massive cuts. Explain.
Yeah, around dinner time last night, the college quietly on their website made a post and announced these cuts, and it's pretty big. They're talking about 10% of cutting of their programs within the next year. So what it involves is about 16 bachelor programs, 6 master's degree programs, and 3 certificate programs. And this is sort of a wide range of different programs. They're talking about the arts program, 4 bachelor's degrees, music, which is always lauded, talking about 3 bachelor's in that, and on and on. There's some math programs, science, business, et cetera. When they have to do these cuts, it'll mean the elimination of about 33 tenured and tenure track faculty by next December in 1 year. And also, they're just not going to renew about 8 full-time visiting faculty positions. So they're talking about trying to save $6 million over the next year. The college did say that they tried to target programs that were either declining enrollment or historically low, but it is about 10% of their programs. And there was a lot of fallout last night on social media. You know, graduates, either undergraduate or graduate degree graduates, lamenting these cuts.
His name is Miles Reed. He's the editor of the Daily Gazette. Joins us on Wednesdays. You can read more at dailygazette.com. Miles, thanks as always. We'll catch up with you next week.
Take care, David.